Anna Iglesias' daughter faced an eating disorder during her middle school years. Anna took the responsibility to learn and research about eating disorders and strengthen her own comfort with the stigma around mental health. Radioactive's Eva Solorio has more.
In my culture, having dinner with family is a time we're together. It helps us connect to one another. But food was different. For me, food was the enemy. I kept my eating disorder a secret until one day my secret was revealed. My mom remembers the day she found out.
I remember that I was working when I received the call from the school explaining to me how Eva, you were acting during lunchtime. It took me by surprise, the situation, and I only asked how I could help.
We never talked about mental health in our family, so my mom assumed we didn't have any issues. That's why my mom was stunned when she heard the news of my eating disorder from the school nurse.
I felt lost because I had no knowledge of the type of problem you were going through. And above all, you, as my daughter, not trust or speak of the topic openly with me because even though I was always close, I got lost during all this time when you were having a hard time.
Like my mom, I felt lost. In my culture, food is how you communicate love. Growing up, my grandma would always greet me with a torta de frijoles or sopa. But I lost my ability to speak with my family. Food was always welcome at the table, but mental health was not. My mom never talked about mental health, and it was mostly followed by shame in her family. But she knew she had to start for me.
After I found out what was going on, for me, it was like an eye-opening experience to start to act and finding help and to give emotional support, even though in moments I didn't know how to act.
She wasn't sure how to help me, but she was determined to get answers. She fought to find me a therapist, despite judgment from family. She broke the cycle of silence, not only in our family, but in other families as well. Now her friends go to her to ask for advice.
For me, in these moments, it's no longer difficult to talk about mental health, and I found friends that suddenly do talk about this topic, and I tell them we have to let ourselves just let go of the ignorance and asking for help.
Even though the journey was difficult, I call it a gift for my family. My mom broke the cultural norms of silence to get me the help that I needed. Ultimately, I call it a recovery for the both of us. For Radioactive, this is Eva Solorio.